Hello, my friend. So glad you are with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 83, Seek Things Above. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. Let that settle for a moment. Paul doesn't open with a command. He opens with a fact. Before he tells you what to do, he tells you who you already are. You have been raised with Christ. That is not a goal you are working toward. It is the ground you are standing on right now. And it is from that ground, solid, settled, real, that every genuine act of seeking is born. You are not chasing after heaven to earn your place there. You seek because you already belong there. And then Paul says, seek. In the original, that verb is not a one-time action. It is ongoing. It is a daily reorienting every morning. You pick up the compass of your heart and point it back upward. Not because you've lost your way forever, but because life down here pulls. The notification pulls. The worry pulls. The low-grade anxiety about what's coming tomorrow pulls. And every single day, you have the chance to reorient, to choose again where your heart will rest. But toward what exactly does that compass point? Paul answers, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Pay attention to that. Above is not empty sky. It is not an abstract idea, a philosophy, a feeling you have to manufacture. It is a throne, and on that throne sits a person, your king, seated, reigning, not anxious, not caught off guard, not surprised by a single thing happening in your life today. When you lift your eyes, you are not staring into nothing. You are looking at him. And Paul goes further. He says, set your minds. The word there is about attention, about where you fix your gaze. And that matters, because attention can be trained. What you behold the most, you slowly become. That cuts both ways. The mind that lives submerged in noise is gradually shaped by that noise. But the mind that learns to climb, that practices looking to Christ, that mind is being transformed into his likeness little by little, day by day. And do not mistake this for escapism. It is the opposite. It is altitude. A bird that climbs high does not disappear from the world. It begins to see the world more clearly. When you anchor your heart above, you come back to your day with more wisdom, more steadiness, more genuine presence. You see your troubles at their actual size, small against the one who is seated, who reigns, who has already won. So here is the call for today. Before any screen, before the phone, before the messages, before the news, sit down for 2 minutes. Just two, and say out loud, Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He reigns, and I have been raised with him. Let it come out of your mouth. Let your ears hear what your lips are proclaiming. Start the day knowing where your King is, and who you are in him. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.